Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. For the chance to admire a flock of Utah's most rakishly handsome songbirds, look to the sky or trees when you hear this call. That high, thin whistle indicates waxwings. All winter long, waxwings stick together in dense, cohesive flocks that fluidly fly and forage as one. Like locusts, a flock will swarm over a mountain ash, juniper, or a hawthorn, quickly stripping it of the small fruits that constitute their diet. They eat a wide variety of small fruits, from berries to grapes to cherries. Cedar waxwings are commonly seen throughout Utah all winter long. They are nomadic, traveling to wherever fruit is abundant. Some winters, they are joined here by their northern cousins, the Bohemian waxwings. Both waxwings are debonair, with a swept-back crest and an angular black Zorro mask. The name waxwing refers to a line of scarlet waxy droplets on the tips of specialized wing feathers. More likely, you'll notice the bar of lemon-yellow feather tips across the tail. Both of these colors come from pigments in their fruity diets. The body of the smaller cedar waxwing is more caramel-colored than the grayer Bohemian waxwing. Bohemian waxwings have a distinct rufous patch of feathers beneath the tail. So remember to pay attention when you hear that high-pitched whistle and look around you for trees decorated with these snazzy-looking waxwings. They will surely put some zing in your drab winter day. Thanks to Kevin Culver for the use of his bird recordings. This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.